Greetings to the Industrialist subscribers. My name is Tomáš Tichý and I'm Managing Director at Accenture. With me, I have here today Dr. Markus Voss, CIO and COO of DHL Supply Chain.
Markus, thank you for taking the time to interview with us for the Industrialist. Can you give us an overview about DHL Supply Chain's business, its roots, where it comes from, what is its place within the group?
More than happy to. Thanks for having me. DHL Supply Chain Division is part of the DHL Group, and it's the largest contract logistics company in the world. So we're doing logistics activities for customers, taking over tasks to run like warehouses, doing transportation, value-added services, packaging, and really taking care about entire supply chains, end to end. So we're one of the 5 divisions of the DHL Group. Overall, the group has 600,000 employees, and we're providing all types of logistics services, express, transportation of urgent documents and goods, forwarding freight, international forwarding services for air, ocean, and then also e-com, where we're doing last mile parcel delivery. And then I guess a little bit of our heritage, the post and parcel in Germany, where we're transporting down from letters to any types of parcels here in Germany.
Your role as Chief Information Officer and Chief Operating Officer for DHL Supply Chain, it's an interesting combination. What mandate comes with that role and what is the change that you have to make?
If you look at logistics in general, nothing works without IT. But IT doesn't work without the operations. And that is the idea when my role was formed and why I am taking both responsibilities for the way that we run our operations, driving the standardization, all the processes we're utilizing, as well as then the systems we're using. My role also comes with driving things like digitalization, data analytics, generative AI, and then standardization. And in all these cases, digitalization doesn't work without IT, but you can't do digitalizing something if it's then not being picked up by an operation. So we are driving this very strongly, hand in hand, together with our operations all across the world, more than 2,000 warehouses and or transportation services, and they all are kind of working in the same way. And that is the result of the work that I've been doing over the last couple of years.
In recent years, there have been geopolitical impacts on one hand, evolving customer behaviors, talent shortages, and this all has exposed vulnerability of supply chains and forced businesses to reevaluate how they de-risk their business networks to ensure that the customers get the goods that they need on time and while maintaining the quality and, of course, your profits. So what is, based on your involvement with the clients around the world, the role of digital and technology that is played in responding to those trends and challenges?
In general, Thomas, I couldn't agree more. If you compare to the pre-pandemic world, or also if you look at the Suez Canal blockage, people are more and more aware of how important supply chains are and how sometimes dependent companies are on maybe one supplier, and how it is impacting the way that they're able then to serve their customers if something does not go according to plan or the unforeseen happens. And with their digitalization, transparency, supply chain visibility has been instrumental for our customers to respond to these changes. And I'm really excited of how we've been able to support our customers in these very, very unforeseen and volatile periods of time, because we could tell them, this is where your inventories are. This is where what you can do to kind of bring into other places. Obviously, many of them also had to rethink their overall supply chain and kind of put a map on the table and say, okay, maybe one supplier for a certain item is a too risky bet. And they had to start to kind of place more resilience into the supply chain. We could help them to do that because we have the infrastructure available to us. And we have then also the technology to give them the visibility of what needs to be done. So I think digitalization is indeed absolutely crucial. And only with digitalization, we were able to keep the world going. And unlike maybe local competitors, where you have only very limited view of the world, as DHL Group, we were able to provide a much more holistic view on what needs to happen and where we can help.
DHL supply chain is serving their clients based on industry verticals. Can you maybe highlight the major industry verticals and the trends that you see in their respective supply chains? And how are you and your teams leveraging the digitalization and technological transformation of logistics to increase the impact for your manufacturing clients?
We are serving both blue chip customers as well as rising stars in every important vertical. I mean, there are two important things that I always see, which are really interesting for these customers, and that's ESG, the whole world about kind of sustainability, which we have a lot of requests from our customers of how can we help them. And secondly, digitalization. Digitalization is very important for the big multinational customers. They want to kind of have more resilience and they're interested in supply orchestration. But when it comes to end-to-end supply chain management, this is where I think we can make a material impact to those customers. When it comes to the smaller ones, it is also about their ability to grow faster and get into new markets much more quickly, leveraging the infrastructure that we can provide. If you are a small, medium-sized customer operating maybe in one part, in one country, and would like to go to the next country, it is always a big burden to then build warehouses, inventory in these places, build a relationship, knowing the markets. And if you can then kind of use us, DHL supply chain, in fast-tracking opening of new facilities and then getting into the market very quickly, that is quite exciting. And it all is then always going hand in hand with having the visibility, having the ability to provide the transparency and the services. And it's all ready-made, proven, and there's no risk if you are going to work in with us, because the things that we have been doing, we are implementing like 400, 500 times every year for our customers. So this is not the first time exercise, but it is really something which is proven, reliable, and digital.
You are recognized as a front runner when it comes to warehouse robotizations. How do you see the technology evolving and your next steps in this area?
This is a big passion of mine. About 4 or 5 years ago, we started our Accelerate Digitalization Initiative. And at the time, we had some pilots here and there where we were using parts of the supply chain and introduced robotic solutions. Piece picking, assisted picking robots were one solution which we had seen was working very well in the e-commerce space. But what it lacked was scale. So this is when we formed our initiative. And in the meantime, I'm very proud to say that we have more than 5,500 assisted picking robots deployed across our site. This is broadly deployed. Everywhere where we do piece picking operation, we're looking at the introduction of those robotic solutions. Now we're looking at all of the other elements of the supply chain and see where robotics can help us. And our associates just love it. They love to work in an environment that's modernized, that is helping them with some sometimes very strenuous tasks. We have more than 8,000 projects deployed, really done, where we have introduced robotic solution and or digitalization solution like smart wearables as well. I believe this is not the end. There will be even more that we can do. And especially when it comes to orchestration. So if you have one solution that works very well hand in hand with the with another robotic solution, and then finally also with the people that are working in those sites, which we are still using for the most flexible tasks. We are seeing more and more partners that we are working with pick the right technology for the right solution. So that's something where our customers are very happy that they don't have to just to trial out something and maybe see and hope for the best, but they know that we have already used it somewhere else. And they can rely on making sure that they can rely on that we make sure it works for them.
Is it fair to say that these new robotic solutions, but the supply chains in general, continue to become more sophisticated and digitalized, and as a result, produce a lot of data? Now, IoT, data analytics, and on top comes Gen AI and machine learning to make use of this data. It is all evolving to being a powerful tool to help companies achieve greater supply chain visibility, flexibility, and resiliency. What is your view on this?
Obviously, these solutions are generating indeed a lot of data. And we can use this data in making even better decisions going forward. And we're starting to build digital twins and machine learning algorithms that are using this information and then turning this into some real kind of a further competitive advantage. There are many very, very specific tasks in the logistics industry, which are still based on maybe just sampling and go to a certain part of the warehouse and ensure that the inventory that we have there is still what is also listed in the systems. And sometimes you have deviations because maybe somebody took an item away and didn't record it on the device. We've started to look into sophisticated solutions of how we can detect maybe certain products that are more kind of error prone, where you would maybe mix them up more easily in order to go to those sites and do a recount. This can be done with machine learning algorithm, better understanding of where a next problem is going to occur. But we're also using now generative AI, and we're building new supply chain solution based on the work that generative AI can do for us. Looking at an RFP and starting to see what a customer really wants, how it matches to the offers that we can make. So I'm really excited about making the best out of the data that we are generating. And we are building a data ecosystem in all of our sites right now. Traditionally, supply chain has been very local and very different deployed, depending on where you are and what the specific needs are. But leveraging this up and building a data ecosystem, building the right information that can be leveraged across several warehouse transportation services is something where I'm really excited. This is really something where we can make a very strong difference. But let's not be naive. This also comes with some risk, and we also have to think about cybersecurity in this context. So we're putting a lot of effort into also protecting our environment.
We see increasing customer requirements for product customization, and it is adding to complexity to post-sale support and services. What is your view on this, and can you give a few examples on how you are supporting your clients by embracing non-standard service capabilities?
I would like to maybe give you two examples. One is when it comes to the technology space, what many of our customers would love to do is to do late stage customization. What do I mean by that? If you're selling any type of device which has software or firmware kind of built into it, you want to have the very latest version of it and specific to the needs of the local markets to be then distributed to the end consumers. And that's not always possible if you are manufacturing this at the far end of the world and then have maybe 6 week or 8 weeks kind of lead time for the shipments, then you're already 2 months old by the time that it arrives in the end of the end consumer. So what we are offering as a service is this late stage customization. So in the local warehouse, where it's very close to the consumer, we would still kind of put the final touches on those devices, put the latest firmware on or the latest kit of technology so that when it arrives in the hand of the consumer, they have the latest and greatest and they have this experience that is really up to date. And the second example would be around our service logistics. In many cases, these solutions that we're all kind of having to work with, or if it may be a medical device that we need for a certain type of procedure, it is something that potentially could break, and when you need a replacement very, very quickly. So what we have built is a global network of service logistics locations where in a very dedicated time window of 2 to 4 hours, we can supply the spare part, the piece that's maybe broken or that needs to be repaired, to that hospital and or production facility where there is maybe a standstill because of this missing piece. So this very high speed availability of the solutions to our customers, either on the end consumer side or when it comes to manufacturing, is something that we think is very important. Speed and obviously quality is always something that our customers are craving for.
What is your approach to the sustainability agenda? And what role do the ecosystem and partners play in this context?
Sustainability has been a topic for us for a long, long time. In fact, 15 years ago, we already launched our Go Green program. We've always been committed to the planet as one of our key elements of our strategy. And we're putting a lot of also money where our mouth is. We have pledged to invest 7 billion euros, decarbonize supply chains by 2030, to really make a significant push towards this very necessary development on decarbonizing supply chains. And to be fair, it's not simple because sometimes the solutions are not ready. We are as many other companies are as well, part of the science-based target. And we have given ourselves a very, very concrete target of how we are going to decarbonize our operations. We're investing heavily into a new fleet, obviously electrifying the last mile. It's a relatively clear and visible thing that we are doing across our fleet that we're operating. When it comes to the mid and long range, we're looking into things like CNG powered devices or also fuel cells at times. But some of those solutions are still probably at the start of it, but we have to get it done. And like we did on digitalization and building it from maybe some early pilots, which were quite interesting and successful, we now need to scale into our big operations. We owe it to our planet, and I think we owe it also to our investors, and they're expecting it as well.
Where do you see the contract logistics industry going in the future? And what trends do you see in the coming years that would be a game changer and impact the future of the industry?
What I'm seeing right now is already that it is getting more complex. Deploying solutions that we talked about here, sustainable solutions, digital solutions. I would say the overall outsourcing business of logistics to companies like ours will only just further increase because we are the experts in their space, like many maybe of our competitors. It is more and more that companies are seeing, at least in my view, that their core competence is not logistics. Their core competence might be the product development or the specific kind of products that they are producing and the marketing around this. But when it comes to logistics, you give it into the hands of those people who do it every day. We talked about the resiliency that's required. We talked about maybe things like moving out of kind of one place of sourcing into many more places. And that's something that will only increase the complexity. We talked about the orchestration of robotic solutions, something that you really need to understand, and you need the experts who do this on a daily basis. Over the last years, the investment into supply chain technology has increased by more than 400%, from 6 billion to 24 billion. And we're still seeing a lot of money kind of going into startups that are building the next area of digitalization of supply chains. It's a fascinating space, and I'm very proud that we are taking those solutions which are being built, putting it into real operation and making them work. This is the digital supply chain that is really getting a reality.
What actually inspires you as a person the most?
It is the teams that I'm working with. They constantly push the envelope, bring new ideas to my table and to our business here. They're always open for new ideas. When first time we talked about generative AI, it didn't take a heartbeat for many of my colleagues to embrace it and really give it a try. And what we have achieved over the last couple of years is just incredible. And it's all thanks to my team.
Thank you for this interview, Markusik.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.